This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
This podcast is supported by FedEx. FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
Civilian toll mounts in Ukraine.
Russian strikes are hitting schools, hospitals.
Capital attack, conspiracy.
The filing directly implicated Trump.
Fulfilling dreams for youngest fire victims.
It melts my heart every time they walk in.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. Russian helicopters in the sky over Ukraine. Footage from Moscow for what it calls Russia's special operation in Ukraine. What it is an all-out assault, sparing nothing and no one. Civilian targets have been pounded. The port city of Kherson has fallen into Russian hands. The UN says more than 1 million people have fled Ukraine. Our coverage begins with CBS's Chris Livesay.
Huge explosions in Kyiv overnight. The Ukrainian government claiming their air defenses struck down Russian missiles. In the town of Zhytomyr, a similar fate.
I hope that my wife was dead fast. That in this moment, my wife in heaven.
Yet Ukraine's president, Volodymyr Zelensky, remains defiant. We are beating them off. Our soldiers, our border guards, our militias, he says. Even ordinary farmers are capturing Russian soldiers daily, and they all say the same thing. They don't know why they're here. The Ukrainian government has even issued instructions for ordinary civilians to make Molotov cocktails. Like the Pravda brewery. They switched from making craft beer to craft ballistics, says director Taras Muselko.
We need to be prepared.
I see you with the Molotov cocktail, and I see the Russians with tanks. It feels like David and Goliath.
We stand against a huge army, but we will stand to the last.
CBS's Ed O'Keefe reports the Biden administration is asking Congress to add at least $10 billion in new spending for humanitarian assistance and military operations related to Ukraine. That's a sharp increase from just a few days ago. CBS's Steve Futterman has more on the growing humanitarian crisis.
As the refugees arrive here in Poland, they are keeping in touch with their friends who have stayed behind. And the news the last 24 hours has not been good.
In the night, we sit in our telephones in Messenger and speak with our friends.
It has been an amazing exodus. More than 1 million have left Ukraine in just 1 week. Millions more are expected to follow. Humanitarian groups have come here to Poland as well. This man from Germany broke down today as he told me he had to come and help.
It makes me crazy in my heart, in my soul. And so I have to come. I have to drive immediately.
Steve Futterman, CBS News, Przemysl, Poland.
More backlash from the war. Athletes from Russia and Belarus have now been banned from the Paralympic Winter Games in Beijing. Well, now to Washington. For the first time, the Congressional Committee investigating the Capitol attack claims former President Trump and his allies might have been part of a criminal conspiracy. It's in a new court filing designed to force a former Trump attorney to obey a subpoena. CBS's Robert Costa.
Now we know the members believe a criminal conspiracy to pressure then Vice President Mike Pence to overturn the election might have taken place last year. His efforts to say the election was stolen from him might constitute fraud against the United States. That's a serious matter. Mr. Trump's legal representatives did not immediately respond to our request for comment.
An Alabama leader in the Oath Keepers militia group has pleaded guilty to capital attack charges that include seditious conspiracy. Authorities say Joshua James will cooperate with investigators. He faces up to 9 years in prison. Airport police in Buffalo pulled a JetBlue pilot from the cockpit before a flight to Florida. Airport official Helen Teteris says James Clifton is suspected of being drunk.
The TSA officers noticed he may be impaired, so they called NFTA Airport Police. They immediately came to the plane and removed Mr. Clifton, gave him a breathalyzer.
That registered 0.17 blood alcohol content, about four times the legal limit.
Sound the gifting panic alarm. We've all been there. You need to find the perfect gift. You have absolutely zero ideas and you don't know where to start. Relax. Now you can use Gift Mode on Etsy. Gift Mode takes the stress out of gifting, so you can find the perfect item for anyone and any occasion. Just answer a few short questions about who you're shopping for and what they like, and Gift Mode gives you curated gift ideas based on hundreds of personas. Imagine pages of artisan espresso mugs for the coffee connoisseur in your life, or for the pickleballer, customized paddle covers in every shade imaginable. Etsy's got you covered. Need to find the perfect gift? Don't panic. Try Gift Mode on Etsy now.
The White House is out with a new pandemic strategy that includes one-stop centers where people who test positive can get antiviral medication right away. New York State has lifted its mask mandate for public schools. California will follow next week. At an event in Florida, Governor Ron DeSantis told mask-wearing high school students they should take them off, and to wear them was theater.
You do not have to wear those masks. I mean, please take them off. Honestly, it's not doing anything, and we got to stop with this COVID theater. So if you want to wear it, fine, but this is ridiculous.
Former Louisville Police Detective Brett Hankison has told a jury he did nothing wrong during the raid that left Breonna Taylor dead. Hankison's charged with firing rounds that went into an adjacent apartment.
I could see in the hallway a subject, and I could not tell if it was a male or a female, in a shooting stance.
Closing arguments are set for today. Eight states are now investigating TikTok, looking into the video platform's possible harmful effects on children's mental health. CNET's Ian Schur.
This thing has suddenly become the most popular website in the world. How does it impact the way we see each other? And not just the news that we consume, but the way that we view the world.
Last month, another state, Texas, launched an investigation into alleged violations of children's privacy. There's a new development in the effort by Texas Republicans to consider treatments for transgender children, child abuse.
A state district judge in Texas issued a temporary order halting the child abuse investigation of the family of a 16-year-old receiving gender-affirming care. The family filed the legal action to stop the state, their attorney, Shelley Skeen.
Every major medical association says that gender-affirming care is medically necessary.
The judge stopped short of blocking Texas Governor Greg Abbott's overall directive to look into all cases. Chris Fox, 4 CBS News, Austin.
Some dreams are coming true after the nightmarish wildfire that destroyed hundreds of homes in Colorado in late December. CBS's Janet Chamlian has more on a volunteer effort to turn donations into new bedrooms for kids.
Oh my God.
For those who know the frustration of assembling kids' furniture,
one's really tall, one's really short.
This is a labor of love. But these parents don't know the children they're creating bedrooms for. Children whose treasures turned to ash in the Marshall Fire.
How did you know I love Ariel?
For 6-year-old Brooke Bernard and her 8-year-old sister Emily, a small slice of normal.
We finally sat on the couch and it was just like a collective exhale that the girls are okay.
It melts my heart every time they walk in.
30 times so far, but another 100 children on the waiting list for dream bedrooms and new memories. Janet Chamlian, CBS News, Superior, Colorado.
If you're constantly on the hunt for a good deal, then you need Rakuten. Rakuten is the smartest way to save money when you shop because members get cash back at over 3,500 stores across every category, including fashion, beauty, electronics, home essentials, traveling, dining, and more. You're already shopping at your favorite stores. Why not save while you're doing it? It's a no-brainer. Get the Rakuten app now and join the 17 million members who are already saving. Cashback rates change daily. See Rakuten.com for details. That's Rakuten. Your cashback really adds up.
Hollywood has lost someone who was behind some of the great movies of all time.
The films that Alan Ladd Jr. greenlighted or produced were nominated for 150 Academy Awards. They won 50. In 2020, his daughter Amanda Ladd Jones told the film scene with Ileana Douglas that her dad respected the creative process and filmmakers respected him.
Mel Brooks being one of them. You know, he said to me, like, I always show Laddie my first cut of things because I know he'll be honest with me.
His daughter announced his death on the Facebook page for her documentary, Laddie, the man behind the movies. Alan Ladd Jr. was 84. Peter King, CBS News.
A judge has rejected an effort by New York's Attorney General to put the National Rifle Association out of business. But he will allow her 2020 lawsuit accusing top executives of illegally diverting tens of millions of dollars from the powerful gun lobby to proceed in court. That's the World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and host of the Money Watch podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It is a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and maybe more importantly, on your life. Follow Money Watch wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.
Some puzzles are hard to solve. Others are hard to prove. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, wherever you get your podcasts. Access episodes early and ad-free with 48 Hours Plus on Apple Podcasts.
For more than two centuries, the White House has been the stage for some of the most dramatic scenes in American history. Inspired by the hit podcast American History Tellers, Wondery and William Morrow present the new book, The Hidden History of the White House. Each chapter will bring you inside the fierce power struggles, the world-altering decisions, and shocking scandals that have shaped our nation. You'll be there when the very foundations of the White House are laid in 1792, and you'll watch as the British burn it down in 1814. Then you'll hear the intimate conversations between FDR and Winston Churchill as they make plans to defeat Nazi forces in 1941. And you'll be in the Situation Room when President Barack Obama approves the raid to bring down the most infamous terrorist in American history. Pre-order The Hidden History of the White House now in hardcover or digital editions wherever you get your books.